Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Banco Panamericano's conference call to discuss the first quarter 2011 results. This event is also being broadcast simultaneously on the Internet, both audio and slideshow, which can be accessed on the company's IR website at www.panamericano.com.br/IR with the respective presentation. We would like to inform you that all participants will be in a listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After the company's remarks are completed, there will be a question-and-answer session. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star, then zero to reach the operator. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of future developments. Now, I will turn the conference over to Mr. Willie Jordan, who will begin the presentation. Mr. Willie, you may begin your conference, sir.
Good morning. I would like to thank you all for attending our conference. We have here in the room some of the recently elected directors and part of the control and investor relation teams, which can help to answer your questions. Our new CEO, Mr. José Luis Acar Pedro, will start our first quarter results presentation.
Thank you. I would like to welcome and thank everybody that is connected to the Banco Panamericanos and its subsidiaries teleconference relative to their 2011 first quarter results. Banco Panamericano closed the quarter with total consolidated assets of 13.4 billion reais. The main line of activity of the banks continued to be the financing of light vehicles, motorcycles, trucks, and utility vehicles in general, in which 986 million reais in new loans were granted. The bank is active with 25,800 dealers of new and used vehicles, where it operates through over 1,100 commercial contacts. The strategy in this market is oriented towards a large participation in the new vehicle segment, with the objective of reaching a better risk-return balance of the portfolio. I would like to highlight our participation in the market of new motorcycles, in which the bank was ranked as the second largest originator of financing for the segment during the quarter. In the segment of payroll discounts, another important focus of the bank's activity, we had a monthly average origination of 114.8 million reais, focusing mainly on already existing contracts with the employers. Modernizing systems and controls also ranks highly on our priorities. In the segment of corporate financing, a series of measures have been taken in order to restructure the bank's activities in this sector, namely the readjustment of the team, a complete review of the origination process, as well as of the approval and formalization of contracts. This segment was responsible for 13.6% of the origination of credit during the quarter, and we expect a more expressive relative participation of this portfolio during the year. The activities of the credit card area are also to be highlighted, through which 292,000 new cards to holders and co-holders were issued during the quarter under the MasterCard and Visa flags. The number of accounts grew 5.2% during the quarter, reaching 2.29 million accounts with about 3.4 million cards issued. During the period, a total of 743 million reais were transacted with Panamericano cards. On April 29 last, Panamericano, MasterCard and Rev Worldwide launched a prepaid multi-use card, which can be utilized in the entire MasterCard network. Additionally, offering withdrawal and transfer functionalities. The product is unique in the Brazilian market, allowing for the population an easier alternative and access to the electronic means of payment. With regards to funding, which totaled at the end of March 11.7 billion reais, the bank is adopting a cost reduction policy and issuing new CDs at competitive market rates, helped by the better perception of risk as a consequence of the new shareholders' structure. The bank presented a consolidated net profit for the quarter of 76.1 million reais and a net worth of 1,395,000,000 reais, with an annualized return on equity of 23.7%, calculated over the final net worth of the quarter. We continue with the process of review and restructuring business procedures and expect continuous improvement in efficiency, making the bank even more competitive and important in the Brazilian financial scenario. I wish to thank our co-workers for the best efforts shown, our clients, investors, and partners, which honor us with their support and confidence, and you, ladies and gentlemen, again for your participation. Paulo Henrique, our Controller and Investor Relations Director, will now present you an analysis of the results. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good day to everyone. Welcome to Banco Panamericano's first quarter results conference. I would like to begin with slide 3 of the presentation with the main issues of the period. The consolidated net profit was of 76.1 Brazilian reais for the first quarter of the year, reflecting mainly the income with the sale of credit operations, which are an important part of the business model of the bank. The consolidated net worth ended the period with 1.4 billion vis-a-vis 19.2 million at the end of 2010. This evolution derived mainly from the capital injection of 1.3 billion by the previous controlling stockholder on January 31st of this year, when additional accounting inconsistencies were disclosed. The Basel index stood at 13.45% with a capital margin of 261 million. Which is above the Brazilian market's legal requirement of 11%. The total credit portfolio reached 10.2 billion versus 13.3 billion at the end of the last year. Its decline was due to the sale of 3.5 billion in credits without recourse to the Fundo Garantidor de Crédito, the Brazilian Federal Deposit Insurance Company. Fundings totaled 11.8 billion for the first 3 months of the year. On March 30 of this year, the Brazilian Central Bank decided favorably in favor of Banco BTG Pactual joining the Panamericano controlling group. Throughout the call, we will detail the main operational numbers of the bank. In the next slide, slide 4, we will find the shareholder composition at the close of the first quarter and how will it be after the transfer of the totality of the shares held by Grupo Silvio Santos to Banco BTG Pactual is concluded, which will own 51% of the common voting shares and 37.6% of the total capital. CaixaPar, also part of the controlling group, owns 49% of the voting stock and 36.6% of the total capital. These two main stakeholders will exercise joint control of Panamericano as soon as the deal is fully approved by the central bank. Panamericano shares are listed at the first level of corporate governance at the São Paulo Stock Exchange, and over 25% of its capital is negotiated as free float. In the slide 5 about products, we can say that Banco Panamericano stands out from the competition by its diversified portfolio of loans, leasing, credit cards, insurance, group financing, and middle market products, utilizing the one-stop shop concept to generate consistent relationships with the clientele and also to avoiding the dependence on a single product. The next slide, slide 6, shows the distribution network, where we can see the disposition as of March 31st, which is composed of 258 exclusive points of sale located in the main cities of all Brazilian states. Banco Panamericano is also active with more than 25,800 dealers of new and used vehicles and operates with more than 1,100 commercial partners at large store chains. It has more than 654 call center positions, which handled more than 4.3 million incoming calls during the first quarter of the year. Additionally, the bank closed the first 3 months of the year with almost 2 million active clients and almost 3.4 million credit cards, with more than 290,000 new credit cards issued during the quarter. The next slide, slide 7, the consolidated net profit of the first quarter was 76.1 million, highlighting the revenues from lending operations that exceeded R$1 billion. Gross results from financial intermediation were 559 million during the first quarter. And the net interest margin for the period was 23.6%. The next slide we can see the total credit portfolio, which includes credit sold to investment funds and to financial institutions, that amounted 10.2 billion at the end of the quarter. Approximately 6.7 billion remain on the bank's balance sheet. The decrease of the credit portfolio in the quarter from 13.3 billion at year-end 2010 was due to the sale without recourse of 3.5 billion of loans in the period. The chart on the right presents the portfolio distribution by credit ratings. In this quarter, the participation of higher quality, lower risk ratings from AA to C in the Brazilian Central Bank local scale decreased from 85.4% to 80.9%, mainly because the credits sold were classified at these ratings. The chart at the bottom, the same slide, compares the monthly average credit origination for the first 3 months of the year with those for December 2010. The decrease of the credit origination was a consequence of the evolution of the macroeconomic scenario of continued growth and inflation, which resulted in a tighter monetary policy and in a series of macroprudential credit restrictive measures. Additionally, the new management of the bank decided to review and improve rules, criteria, and models of credit approvals and collections. We believe these actions will be fully implemented by the end of the first semester, when the bank will be able to improve credit origination to the desired levels. Aligned with the bank's strategy of generating a credit portfolio of lower risk and sustainable results, we would like to highlight the growth of the payroll discount loans in the first quarter, responsible for 20% of the entire credit origination during the period. The next slide, slide 9, presents the credit portfolio breakdown by products. We already discussed that the main reason for the portfolio reduction was the sale of 3.5 billion credits. The chart clearly shows that the main portion of the credit sold was from vehicle financing, followed by payroll discounts and middle market loans. One of the main consequences of the credit sales was a more balanced credit portfolio, with a drop in the participation of vehicle financing and an increase of payroll discount loans and leasing. The increase of the participation of payroll loans brings sustainable results with lower default levels. Slide 10 shows the main sources of funding at year-end 2010 and of those of this first quarter. The decline in the total funding from 12.2 billion to 11.6 billion was aligned to the reduced need of resources to finance credit operations and of the sufficiency of cash flows and liquidity volumes as of the mid-quarter. One of the bank's priorities for this year, as already stated, is to reduce its funding costs, migrating from the more expensive ones to the cheaper ones. The next slide shows the net worth and Basel index. Consolidated net worth increased significantly during the first quarter from 19.1 million to 1,400 million, mainly on account of a deposit of 1.3 billion from the former controlling shareholder on January 31st, and on account of the net profits totaling 76.1 million for the quarter. The reference equity reached more than 1.9 billion versus a minimum regulatory requirement of 1.6 billion, which resulted in a capital margin of 261 million at the end of the quarter, from an insufficiency of 2.7 billion at the close of the last year. As of the close of this quarter, Banco Panamericano is in compliance with all of the operational and regulatory limits established by the Brazilian Central Bank. Here we close our considerations and remain open for questions. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star, then one on a touch-tone phone. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove yourself from the question queue by pressing star, then two. Again, to ask a question, please press star, then one on a touch-tone phone. At this time, we will pause for a few moments to assemble our roster. Again, that is star, then one to ask a question. And our first question comes from Natalia Corfield of ING. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my question. I have two questions, in fact. First, I'd like to know what's the expected growth of your loan portfolio in 2011. And secondly, about your capitalization ratio, your Basel ratio. It's currently at 13.5%. And I wanted to know if you have any capital measure plans for the next few months. Thank you.
Natalia, it's Paulo speaking. Our expected growth for the whole credit portfolio is about 15% for the year. And we don't have any measures at this moment planned for reinforce our capital ratio. It will depend on the speed of this growth, the credit growth.
All right. So you think that the 15%, you can probably manage the 15% with this capital ratio of 13.5?
Probably, yes.
For the year?
For the year.
But then probably you need to do something about your capital.
It's because it's 15%. Is that clear?
Yes, 15% growth.
Okay, yeah. We have other businesses that can reduce the need of capital and also that can contribute to the results, so the capital structure can be reinforced.
Right.
And in our plans, not needing any new measure of improving capital.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Again, as a final reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then one on a touchtone phone. Again, that is star, then one, if you would like to ask a question. Again, that is star, then one, to ask a question. Again, we will pause this momentarily to assemble our roster. Okay, the next question we have comes from Nick Ivanov of Prudential. Please go ahead.
Hey, hello. A quick question on the funding sources. I see that your deposits as a source of funds in Q1 have decreased, especially the time deposits. But if you combine demand and time deposits, they decreased at the expense of FIDIC, like assignments to the FIDIC as a source of funds. My question is, for the whole year, do you think, what is your funding strategy, basically? Continuing, the structure of funding should be, for the whole year, should be similar to the one in Q1, or you have any other ideas?
Hello, this is Vili. We have a cooperation agreement with Caixa, and this agreement has both a line for the cession of credit portfolios as well as an interbank credit line. So we might use this line or increase time deposits according to market conditions. It will depend on market conditions and the needs of the bank.
And Mr. Ivanov, any further questions, sir?
Oh, that's it.
That's it. All right. Yes, sir. Okay, since there seems to be no further questions at this time, I would like to turn the floor over to Mr. Jose Luis Carpedro for his final remarks.
Okay, thank you. I would like to thank you everyone for the participation in this conference, and I hope we are together in the next quarter conference call. Thank you very much.
And we thank you, sir, for your time, and to the rest of the management. This concludes Banco Panamericano's conference call. You may disconnect at this time and have a great day. Thank you.